Welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge out of the Heart City of Valentine, Nebraska, bringing you 5 minutes of good news. Mike.
Well, I just wanted to say thanks to the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. They wrapped up their events this past weekend. They had everything from the Mother's Day races and the Josh Turner concert, and then wrapped everything up with the final day of events in the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride. So thanks to the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale.
Hard to believe that's in the books now. You know, knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Every issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. It's a revelation. Agriculture is their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News' legacy. They stick to the facts and they share the information. Continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or get your Tri-State Livestock News in the mail. Check it out now.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit valentine.com. Check that website out and find out 50 things to do in Cherry County. A river trip. How about sailing on Merritt Reservoir? Home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up in July. And Quiet Trails International designation. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com. Well, as we get things started today on the Good Stuff program, I have some of those interesting shower thoughts that Jim passed on to us.
Oh, very good.
Smoking kills you, but the actual act of smoking is a very healthy practice. Leave a stressful environment, go outside for 5 minutes, and take deep breaths.
Very good point.
Leave the smoking out of that.
Yeah.
And you're probably better off.
Totally. Absolutely. We should all take smoke breaks and just not smoke.
And not smoke. Interesting shower thoughts. It'll be a lot harder for kids to win against their parents in video games in the future.
Oh, that's right, because that generation's going to know how to play.
One more of those. There's probably a correlation between how poorly a job pays and how many inspirational quotes are found around the workplace. Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
I actually have. This is something submitted by Julie Carter. Today's cowboy is quite often very educated, but you will find that the book learner never takes away his ability to employ his words in a way that suits him. He will arrange them in a manner that best expresses his ideas and be completely unrestricted by tradition. That cowboy slang, twang, and verbal saunter is often worn like a camouflage of a chameleon. It is not unusual for a cowboy to use it to beguile his listeners, lulling them into a false sense of superiority. Dumb old boy trick has made many a cowboy a pile of money. Their theory is to not ever tamper with the natural ignorance of a greenhorn. Whatever their dialect, phraseology, or vernacular, a cowboy has always had a way of expressing a big thought in a few words. Success is the size of the hole a man leaves after he dies. Couldn't have said it better myself. Julie Carter, again, wrote that. Very wise, I thought.
Do you ever have an incident where somebody calls you and said, hey, I'm running late because of this or whatever?
Yeah.
Or you'll call them and they'll say, you'll ask them, you know, where are you? You're supposed to be here.
Well, yep.
This is the official glossary of running late.
Oh, I better probably make notes.
If they say on the way, that means they're still in bed.
Oh.
If they say they're in the car, they're probably really mean they're in the shower.
Oh, I see where you're going with all this.
The GPS says 35 minutes, which means, yeah, they're getting ready. When they say there's traffic, it means they're now leaving the house. And if they say parking now, they're probably still 15 minutes out. If they say, I can't find a spot, they're about 5 minutes out. And when they say, I'm just walking in, well, they finally found a spot and probably parking their car. So I don't know where that came from, but I thought it was kind of interesting. The official glossary of running late. And you heard it here on the Good Stuff program.
That's right. Hey, let's have a couple more humorous quotes from the business world. I like these. Happiness is a positive cash flow.
There you go.
Yeah, have that be your focus today. The best way to appreciate your job is to imagine yourself without one.
Ooh, yeah.
I thought that was very good. And an efficient businessman who found a machine that would do half his work bought two.
Bought two of them to do it all. Good thinking.
That's what I thought.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We appreciate hearing from you. Please include the name of the author if you send something to us. And then keep listening to the good stuff.